Time now for sports with Anthony Verasso.
The District 6 Babe Ruth Tournament will continue today in Oaks. This is day two of the tournament, and you can hear all of the action over on our sister station, Q101. In the MLB, the Twins welcomed the White Sox to town to begin a four-game set last night. Chicago's offense propelling them to the big win.
Still bases loaded, but there's two down. And the pitch swung on, hit high in the air on a breaking ball, and that's gone. A hanging slider. And Roberts makes him pay for it.
Twins Radio Network with the call. Luis Robert with the grand slam in the fourth inning was more than enough to give the White Sox the 12-2 win. Minnesota would get a solo home run from Kyle Garlick in the loss. On the mound, it was a night to forget about for Sonny Gray. The right-hander goes just 3 2/3, giving up 9 hits, 6 runs, while striking out 3. Game 2 of this series will be this evening. First pitch from Target Field is set for 7:10. Staying with baseball, the Fargo Redhawks open up their post-All-Star break schedule with a 3-2 win at home over the Chicago Dogs last night. They will continue their series this evening. First pitch is at 7:02 from Newman Outdoor Field. On the hardwood, the Minnesota Lynx lose at home 92-87 last evening to the Dallas Wings. Rachel Bonham with a team-high 24 points in the loss for Minnesota. Lynx are right back at it tonight when they will travel to take on Indiana at 6 p.m. Yesterday, the Timberwolves signed free agent Austin Rivers, and in NBA Summer League action, the T-Wolves dropped their game last evening 102-83 to the Brooklyn Nets. Timberwolves Summer League will continue tomorrow when they will take on Charlotte. For more news and sports anytime, check out our website, newsdakota.com.